A little bit more corn and a lot more soybeans and cotton compared to last year is what USDA is forecasting in the new report out this week. With 73% of the corn crop rated good to excellent right now and progress running ahead of average, USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber says it looks likely corn will reach the projected record average yield of 167.4 bushels per acre.
Maybe lower than I think than some were anticipating. The real issue I think in a lot of people's mind is will that yield creep up later in the year?
Corn production is forecast at 1% higher than last year at a record 14 billion bushels. And Glauber says the soybean forecast is up 16% from 2013.
For yields, we're looking there at 45.4 bushels per acre. That would be a record, and given a production number of 3.82 billion bushels. If those all hold true, that would mean record highs for planted acreage, harvested acreage, yields, and production for soybeans.
The cotton production forecast is way up this year, according to Glauber.
For the cotton numbers, we're looking at planted area of 11.37 million acres, harvested acres at 10.24 million acres, and that's up. What that really reflects is the fact that we're anticipating very little abandonment. That's about a 10% abandonment rate nationwide. I think in areas like Texas, it's around 15-16%, which is low relative to the norm in some of those drier regions. We increased the yield slightly to about 820 pounds per acre. That gives us a total production of 17.5 million bales. That's almost a 36% increase from last year. So very large increase in production.
And while the wheat forecast is higher than it was a month ago, it's still lower than a year ago.
We took the yield for winter wheat. We pushed that up about almost a bushel from July. We've seen in the eastern Corn Belt some record high yields. For spring wheat, we pushed the yield up about 0.6 bushels from July. Again, it's down from last year, but stronger than it had been. And then durum, we pushed that up about 0.6 bushels. So we've increased yield estimates for most of the classes. If you look at the all wheat yield, we're at a little under 44 bushels per acre. And if you look at the total wheat supply, we're looking at around 2 billion bushels. That's down about 5% from last year, but up almost 2% from where we were last month.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.